Om Shri Sai Ram. The March past marks the beginning of this evening's presentation. Since the year 2001, Swami has received the salute of the March past with all the formalities associated with it. The alumni March past used to escort Bhagwan from the Yajur Mandiram to the Sai Kulwant Hall and initiate the proceedings. Dearest Swami, you took us into your fold during our formative years. You taught us, you nurtured us, and you made us what we are today. And then, the loving mother that you are, you even gave us an opportunity to congregate at your lotus feet year after year and express our love and gratitude. Bhagwan, we are grateful to you for bestowing upon us this opportunity to celebrate the bond of love between you and your children, to celebrate this prema bandham. The flag that is now offering our salutations to Bhagwan is the same flag that has saluted Swami's lotus feet since the last 14 years. Take the salute of the march past with full eye-to-eye contact. We salute our Master. We thank you, Swami, for giving us this opportunity to offer our salutations at your lotus feet. Now, the alumni brass band will offer a musical presentation at Bhagwan's lotus feet. Thank you.
It was in the year 2006. It was the end of the year, like the time we are having now. And I had the opportunity to visit for a few days to Perthi while I was engaged in an assignment overseas. Speculating about what I would be doing next. Lost and lonely. Was finding a reason of what I would be next in my life when I was here celebrating the new year. While walking down the portals of the institute, when I was wandering, I discovered my old alumni band under the tree, practicing with their mutes on. And then I inquired, what is happening here? And they said, Swami has given us the permission for the first time to perform as an alumni band. They also told me Swami had three questions for us. If we have to perform every year, where are you going to practice? You are a noise-making people. And where are you going to get the instruments? Swami has the world-class instruments in the institute. How are you going to manage that? And who are these boys? From where have they come? We, a small group, really didn't know any answers to that question. But in my heart, I really had the answer for why I was coming back. It was to join this band. One good reason to be back. Ten years have passed today, and we are celebrating our 10th year of rhythmic energy. Year after year, when we come back here, we have a new rhythm in our life. And we come with new energy. And that's what brings us back to play more for you, Swami. And today, we stand with our families and our extended families coming together here to play for you, Swami. Accept our bouquet of 10 years of being with you and growing year after year. Each of the boys here have experiences of their little transformations year after year, and you will experience that today. Swami, these are all the seeds that you have sown, and now they are showing the fruits. I have seen some compositions of these boys. There is miracle in what they do, and it's all our offering to you, Swami. Rhythmic energy.
Thank you. Like how all the Gopikas and the Gopalas used to rush towards Lord Krishna on hearing his mellifluous flute. In the same way, Swami, we your students gather here to play all what it comes from our heart. Full of fun and frolic, Lord Krishna captures and will continue to capture our hearts. Swami, the next piece we are going to offer to you is named as Bala Gopala.
Om Shri Sai Ram. The next piece comes as a tribute to the grand old dad of the band, Mr. Maynard Ferguson. To the world, MF, the initial MF means a greatest of stratospheric trumpeteers, a jazz legend. To us, Swami's band boys, he is truly a gift of love to us. Sai Ram.
Dearest Swami, we are extremely grateful to you for giving us this wonderful opportunity. As we stand here, memories fill us. Memories of seeing you sway when we play. Memories of seeing your face swell with pride when you see the band march. Every new year, when we come and play before you, the energy that fills us lasts for the entire year. Dearest Bhagwan, bless us all to always be in tune with you. We now offer our final piece, Allahu Akbar.
We humbly offer an invitation to today's proceedings at your lotus feet and pray that you bless us all on this auspicious day. Bhagwan, your students have been working across the globe, spreading the lessons of love and service learned at your lotus feet. We now offer a report of alumni activities along with the bouquet of love at your lotus feet. Swami, we fervently pray that you accept an offering of love from your children. Every moment spent with you is an experience to be cherished for lifetimes. We now offer at your lotus feet, Vidyulekha, a collection of experiences and articles from the alumni of your institutions. Lord, among the various avenues that you provided us to connect with you, music is one of the closest to your heart. A bridge across time is a collection of the beautiful bhajans that you bestowed upon us, and it is verily a bridge among different generations of students and devotees. Swami, all the singers in this volume are new and haven't sung in the previous 25 volumes of A Bridge Across Time.
Shri Sainam. Dear Swami, we, the alumni of Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, lovingly offer at your lotus feet the 26th volume of A Bridge Across Time.
पादाम्बुजम् भजरे मानस निरन्तरम् सत्यसाई पादाम्बुजम् भजरे मानस निरन्तरम् पवित्रम् पावनचरणम् परम पवित्रम् पावनचरणम्
Dear Lord, may this humble endeavor turn out to be a bridge that draws us closer to you, who is our timeless charioteer and our indweller. May we learn, O Lord, to seek you within us, like you have always taught us, with a heart full of love. Thy voice.
Dearest Lord, we now offer the New Year cake at your lotus feet with all our love and gratitude.
ఎవని తత్వంబుద నయంగ బ్రహ్మాది యోగి మానస పంక్తులు లోలలాడు ఎవని రూపంబు నేర్పాటు చేయక వేదంబులందంద వాదమడుచు ఎవని కారుణ్యము ఈ లోకములన్నీ దనిపి ధన్యతమము చేయు అట్టి సర్వేషుని పాపసంహారుని ధీరుని శాశ్వతైశ్వర్యుని ఆత్మ సంసారుని సత్య సాయీషునికి మము మేముగా అర్పించుకుంటూ స్వామి, మీ విద్యార్థులతో ఉన్నటువంటి మీ అనుబంధం ఏ భావం అర్థం చేసుకోగలుగుతుంది? ఏ భాష దాన్ని వర్ణించగలుగుతుంది? భగవంతుడా, స్వామి, బంగారు తండ్రి, మాకంటూ ఒక ప్రత్యేక వ్యక్తిత్వం లేదు, మాకంటూ ఒక ప్రత్యేక జీవితం లేదు, మాకంటూ ఒక ప్రత్యేక స్వరూపం లేదు. స్వామి మీరే మా ప్రపంచం, స్వామి మీరే మా రామచంద్రుడు, మీరే మా కృష్ణ భగవానుడు. స్వామి ఒకనాడు మీరు చెప్పినట్టు సాయినామే ప్రతిపన్న భాగ్యంబు జీవనాధారంబు జీవితంబు, సాయిరాముడే ప్రాకట దైవంబు భజింప సేవింప శ్రీకరంబు, సాయి కృష్ణుడే రక్షక రాజంబు సంసార కృష్ణాత్మ సమ్మతంబు, సాయి శివుడే సర్వబంధు బలగంబు సకలయోగ ఫలంబు సమ్మతంబు, సాయి నామమే సుధీమతంబు సాయి భజనయే సకల విభ్రాజితంబు. స్వామి పలు స్వప్నాలలో మీరు ఆదేశించిన విధంగానే మీ విద్యార్థులతో మీ అధ్యాపకులతో జరిగినటువంటి యథార్థ సంఘటనల ఆధారాలను తీసుకొని మీ కొరకు ప్రేమతో ప్రేమ సంగమం అని కూర్చున్నటువంటి ఈ నాటికను స్వీకరించి మీ విద్యార్థుల ప్రేమపూర్వక నమస్కారాలను స్వీకరించి మమ్మల్ని ఆశీర్వదించండి తండ్రి.
Tiny streams that we are, mighty ocean, we offer ourselves to Thee. It is in being with Thee that we are all that we can be. Dearest Swami, tiny little minuscule streams that we are, You brought us all onto You to give us life, meaning, and significance to our otherwise insignificant existence. You played various roles, assumed various forms, to chisel our flaws, to correct our follies, to cleanse our paths, to sanctify our journey, and to uplift our souls. It was You, O Lord, who taught us to flow incessantly, however rough or deep the terrain be. There were times when You were our Sai Rama, teaching us the right conduct. At other times, You played the divine pranks like the little Krishna in Vrindavan to teach us the beauty of sneham, of friendship. You were our ever-loving mother, but at times, a chiding father. When we became casual or lost focus, despite Your repeated guidance, a few times, You appeared to be the strict and furious Lord Narsimha, only to get us back on track. Swami, to us, You have been the culmination of all avatars, of all gurus, and all love, teaching us step by step. And we know You continue to guide us and guard us every moment of our lives. We, Your little streams, meandering through our paths, have converged once again at Your lotus feet to express our gratitude. Today we celebrate this confluence of divine love between Your students, teachers, and You, Bhagwan, in the form of a drama. Students across 41 batches have come together to offer at Your lotus feet a drama entitled Prema Sangamam.
దైత్యం ధారయతే Shatrakshayam Kurvate. Paulastyam Jayate.
Wonderful presentation, isn't it, Uddhava?
Lord, it is that day of the year again when all your children assemble at your lotus feet. You build their hostels, you draw their timetables, you design their menus, you even taught them subjects. Mother, father, teacher, God, friend, philosopher and guide. Oh, how fortunate are they.
They are my children, Arjuna. Na pillalu, bangaram. Whenever I look at them, I am reminded of Dashavatara, the evolution of life from a simple aquatic being into God. My students come under my care like the small fish. Surrounded by my love, nurtured with my grace, they grow strong. Like King Manu let go of me into the ocean, I set them free into this ocean of humanity to show my way of life.
But this journey wouldn't have been easy.
Expansion is life, Arjuna. The system I designed, the teachers I chose, the interactions I enacted, all had a purpose. Look for yourself.
Hey Bhagwan, what a day it has been. I am totally exhausted. That's it. I am taking a nap. Come what may.
Brother Vishwaksena, are you forgetting that we are having our Margadarshi sir's extra class now? Out of concern for our tiredness, he has arranged the class in the empty sick boys room.
Aha! What an apt location. With this insane pressure we are facing, we are sure to occupy the sick bay real soon.
I totally agree with you, Vishwa. From morning 5 till night 10, everything is moving so fast that it all passes by like a blur.
And the main culprit is our new teacher, MD, Margadarshi sir. He teaches wonderfully, no doubt. But the assignments he gives are so difficult, with impossible deadlines.
Sairam brothers, MD sir sent word that he is not taking the extra class today. But he has sent some assignments to be done and submitted tomorrow.
Now this is too much. What is the need to compensate an extra class with an extra assignment? As if we don't have enough on our plate already. We have prayer in the early morning, along with jogging and games,
classes throughout the day, and with mandir immediately following that.
Then some extra classes and extra assignments.
Not to forget unit tests, surprise tests, internals, mid-semester, end-semester and whatnot. Along with this, organizing the mandir programs. Oh. Wait. I have an idea. Why don't we ask Swami to reduce this extra workload? What do you say?
Yes, let's do that, brother. Our loving Swami will surely heed our words and reduce the burden on all of us.
Madhva, how compassionate you are. Your children prayed to you and you assured that you would take care of them.
Brother Uddhava, don't be so hasty. Watching Vasudeva from close quarters, taking care is not necessarily what you think it means.
Oh Arjuna, what a harsh judgment on your innocent brother-in-law. But I do agree that my plan had multiple layers. See what happens the next day in the classroom.
Brothers, nothing to worry. Swami has assured us that he will himself talk to the teachers and reduce our burden. You know, he even specially called MD sir just to speak to him about this. I think with this, all our troubles are over. Jai Sai Ram.
Sai Ram, sir.
Sai Ram, brothers. I hope you found time to complete your assignments. Here, take these new assignments for the week. Also starting this week, there will be a 0-hour class before the morning assembly. Please be on time as we need to complete the remaining syllabus.
Sir, you are snatching away the only spare time we have.
See brothers, this is for your own good. The harder you work, the better you will understand the subject.
But sir,
no buts. This is my final decision. And remember, no excuses for missing out on classes or on assignments. If you are not present, let there be a valid reason. Sai Ram.
Oh my God! What just happened? Did our prayer to Swami backfire on us?
No, brother. I think Swami tried his best to convince MD sir to reduce the burden. But the logical mastermind that he is, he must have convinced Swami in return. His only mission is to make our lives miserable. Come brothers, let us get moving. MD sir and principal are coming.
Sai Ram Margdashi, looks like your popularity with students is increasing day by day. So Margdashi, what happened between you and Swami? What did Swami tell you?
Sir, Swami called me inside and said, boys are asking me to reduce their academic burden. I know you also feel the same. But the harder they work, the better it is for them. So increase their workload and don't tell them that I told you to do so. I really don't know, sir. I think my relationship with students will be strained due to this.
Margdashi, be absolutely clear about one thing. You are here to build a relationship with Swami, not with the students. While he is the master sculptor sculpting the students, you and I are the hammer that delivers the pain. If we become villains in the process, it's fine, because then Swami will become their only hero, and that's the best thing that can happen to them.
Oh, what a wonderful message, sir. It really puts into perspective our role as teachers here. You know, I think Swami arranged this entire episode for teaching me this lesson. He is molding me into the teacher he wants me to be.
What a profound message, my Lord. What started as a trivial matter evolved into a revelation to the teacher.
Uddhava, he was the great Kurma that bore the weight of the mountain Meru and yet never gave up in spite of intense churn. No wonder he taught his boys well to cope up with all the pressure.
I put lots of pressure on my students, for only at high pressure will the coal turn into diamond. I know their vast potential, and my instruments for this process are my beloved teachers. Through them, I teach my students the all-important quality of balance.
Now that you are talking about balance, I remember the avatar of Varaha, balancing the world precariously on the tusks while fighting a fierce war with Hiranyaksha.
Very true, Arjuna. Once the students can handle the high-pressure environment, they will learn the quality of balance, a very important quality of a sadhaka.
What love you have for your students, where even the pain they suffer becomes an expression of your love that molds them into your image.
My love for them knows no bounds. In them, I see my own image. Day by day, I chisel the unwanted them in them. I am loving, and yet when required, I am tough and angry too.
Anger, my lord?
Yes. Anger is a powerful tool, Arjuna.
Tell us one such instance, Madhava.
Vishwa hailed from the north of India. He missed his home food in the hostel.
Sorry, sir. I will not repeat it.
Swami was so upset with you. Do not repeat this again, Vishwa. Next time, if you are caught repeating this, you will be out of the hostel. Be careful.
Vishwa, what happened? What is he hammering you now? You should be happy Swami called you for an interview today.
No, man. Today I went to North Indian canteen for lunch without permission. MD sir caught me there. He complained to Swami about my behavior.
What are you saying? He complained against you to Swami?
When I went inside interview room, MD sir was sitting there with his hands folded and his eyes were moist. Swami himself told me this. I heard what Margadarshi said. Niku buddhi ledu. Bad boy. Indiscipline. Swami has done so much for you. I am very upset with you. But for the prayers, I would have thrown you out. I cried profusely and apologized repeatedly.
Wow. Did Swami say because of prayers?
Swami must have heard my prayers, man. And he would have blasted sir for complaining against me.
Even I think so. Probably that's why his eyes were moist. Swami is always on boy's side. Moreover, he doesn't like anyone complaining against his children.
Yes, man. But looking at Swami, I was very scared. There was something in his look, something in his voice. I will never repeat this in my life.
How can a teacher complain about a student? After all, the boy chose North Indian canteen in the ashram.
Don't be so quick to judge my teachers. Let's look at the conversation the teacher had in the evening with the ashram official.
Sairam sir, what did Swami tell you in the interview room? During darshan, Swami appeared very upset. When Vishwa was called inside after you, I was expecting the worst. But Swami seems so pleased now.
Sir, I entered the interview room and was terrified to see Swami so angry. I instinctively knew that it was about Vishwa's behavior. Swami was contemplating to throw him out. I simply fell at Swami's feet and cried, "Swami, please forgive the boy. Punish me on his behalf." And to my utter surprise, Swami's anger disappeared in an instant. He said, "Papam, I know he is missing his home food. Make changes to the hostel menu. But for your prayer, I would have sent the boy away. I will reprimand him this time. If he repeats this behavior, throw him out." Poor fellow. As soon as Swami scolded him, he began to cry.
So blessed you are, sir. Looks like you have passed his test.
Test, sir?
The Lord is Gunatita and Bhavapriya. Anger is only a tool to correct his devotees.
That's so true, sir.
Eons ago, when Lord Narasimha came out of the pillar and killed Hiranyakashipu, people say he was very violent. But a simple prayer from Prahlada to forgive his father's sins brought down the Lord's anger. In that prayer, Lord saw Prahlada's compassion, selflessness and wisdom. Swami does not need any of our opinions to expel Vishwa.
I guess Swami gave me the opportunity to pray selflessly and earn his grace.
Now I understand why Swami was so pleased with you. Ego is the biggest obstacle in a sadhaka's journey. With this single step of selfless prayer, you have successfully overcome it.
True to his name, Margadarshi is showing the right path of conduct to my students through discipline and at the same time showing compassion towards them.
Lord, I feel that crushing their ego is synonymous to Vamana pushing Mahabali into the nether regions, isn't it?
You understood the interpretation quite well. When the feeling of aham dominates your thoughts, I drain that ego completely so that you are a hollow instrument, ready to carry my breath as a beautiful tune to the world. I have prepared a master plan to drain Vishwa's ego.
Sai Ram Vyasa Muni ji, when are we going to see your epic script for this year's sports meet drama?
Patience, child. Very soon, very soon. I am just putting my final touches to make it the best.
Boss, the play scripted by you for the drama competition was mind-blowing. Our house won by a landslide just because of the awesome script penned by you.
Yeah, I know. But don't forget the actors and the set's contributions. Anyway, I'm supposed to meet the principal and the drama in charge, our MD sir. Catch you later, guys. Sairam.
Sairam Vishwa, what happened to the script? I have been asking for updates and you kept postponing for one reason or the other. We have a recording in 4 days. The actors must get at least 2 days to practice with their lines, isn't it?
Sir, I wanted to give you the full script, end to end, so that you can catch all the subtle nuances in the flow and the characterization. Here is the complete script. I am yet to make some changes, but this should give you the idea.
What is this, Vishwa? You really expect people to act on this? You took all this time to produce this meaningless script?
But sir, as I told you, this is still a draft in progress.
Don't you get it, Vishwa? Your characterization is all wrong. There is absolutely no soul in the script at all. We can't go ahead with this. I trusted you blindly and you let us all down.
Sir, let us give him another chance. I can push the recording to 3rd of Jan. Today is 29th. Let's start the new year practice with a new script.
You are way too optimistic, sir. Anyways, you are the drama in charge. I trust your judgment.
But sir, please go through the script once. It is laden with all the punch and finesse I can muster. I can clearly visualize this as a masterpiece.
Vishwa, keep the technical point aside. Tell me, what sadhana have you done for the drama?
What has that got to do with the drama presentation?
What is the main purpose of the drama?
The main purpose is to please Swami.
Vishwa, do you realize that you are writing a script to please the Lord of the entire universe? You are carrying the aspirations and the prayers of all the actors, singers, sets boys, teachers, and in fact the entire university. Your sadhana is necessary to make their sadhana a complete success. The Lord is concerned with the perfection of your heart rather than the perfection of your script.
I now see your point, sir. I mechanically took this as yet another drama. But writing a drama for Swami is a yajnam. I will rewrite the script and do my best to please Swami.
Days flew in an instant, and yet Vishwa was unable to make any progress on the drama. Each day, his prayers became intense, It was the 1st of January and Vishwa came to Mandir for Darshan.
Manoj, the Alumni Day Prasadam boxes and calendars come with a message, right? Mine is love all, serve all. What's your message in the box?
Mine is help ever, hurt never. What is yours, Vishwa?
I am with you always. I am with you always. I am with you always.
This is a rare one, Vishwa. Look at the way Swami is watching and smiling at you.
Swami, are you really with me? I have been praying. I am able to see the flaws in my script. But I am unable to write a single worthy page of dialogue. How will I write this drama, Bhagawan? How will this drama even happen? Please help me, Swami. Please help me.
Sairam brother, how is your drama shaping up?
Sairam brother, you are Hemant, right? Swami's favorite dramatist. Honestly, brother, I am struggling to write this script. People say during your student days, you had done more than 300 plays in Swami's presence. How did you write so many scripts?
I never wrote those, brother. It's all Swami's grace. I used to remind myself that I am an instrument and it is He who flows through me. My job was not to allow the ego to block this flow. Sometimes, even I was a witness to my own writing.
Yes. Yes. I know what to do now. I got my message. Thank you, brother. Sairam. Swami, I see it now. All the while I have been thinking it's me. I was lost. I did not know what I was doing, where I was going. But now I know. It's not me anymore, my Lord. It's you. It's you all the way. It's your drama. It's your script. I am just an instrument, Bhagwan. Please flow through me in every moment of my life. Give your children a script to enact the drama.
अक्षर अक्षर भरता हूँ मैं शब्द न जोड़ सका मैं अर्थ न ढूंढ सका पग पग इंसान चलता है पर राह न सका मंजिल ना जान सका रचना है जो रच लो तुम ये जीवन तेरा
Sairam Vishwa, this is a brilliant script. Swami was in all praise for the script.
He went through each page and kept saying, I wonder how did he write such beautiful dialogues?
What script, sir? I don't understand.
Are, I'm just coming from Swami's residence. And he showed me the file that you had given him during darshan. See? He said, tell the boy that I'm really happy with his dialogues. You have truly written a masterpiece. I have never seen Swami so satisfied.
Oh my God. I never gave any script, sir. It's not a masterpiece. It's the master's piece. I never wrote it. Swami, I have no words. Swami, I love you. I love you, Swami.
What a lesson in Sharanagati. Give up the ego, give the control to you, and see the divine magic happen.
Like the little Vamana who walked into Bali's court, I walked into Vishwa's heart. As he surrendered his ego, I showed him the omnipresence and omnipotence of my love.
Unlike the teacher of Bali, the teacher in this episode played a very different role.
It's not without a reason that I have appointed Margadarshak to teach my students. The faith and obedience of my teachers, to my every word, not only elicited miracles from my will, but also inspired my students. Do you recall how obedient and faithful Parshurama was to his father? When asked to cut his mother's head, he did it, obeying his father's words. And what did his father do in return? He revived her and blessed Parshurama.
Sairam, sir.
Sairam Vishwa. What happened? Why are you running?
Sir, your daughter is admitted in hospital. She is in serious condition. Dr. Auntie wanted you to come immediately.
Oh, I see. I will go there after the class. They just rang the third hour bell, isn't it?
It's urgent. Dr. Auntie said it's very serious.
But I cannot go now.
Sir, it's just across the road. It will hardly take a minute. You can drop in, see your daughter, and then come back to class. Boys might lose 15 minutes.
Vishwa, understand. This is not just a class for me. This is my sadhana. This is my offering to Swami.
Sir, but it's your daughter there.
But it is Swami's students here.
Swami never asked you to leave your family unattended.
Who says my daughter is unattended, Vishwa? Swami told me, you take care of my children and I will take care of your children. Moreover, my daughter is his primary school student. Bhagwan has assured time and again, I will protect my children like the eyelid protects the eye.
Sorry, sir. This doesn't make sense to me.
My responsibility is to teach. It is his responsibility to protect his children. He will certainly do his part well. Allow me to do my duty well.
Thus Margadarshak went to take his class. But fate is impartial. His daughter was on her deathbed, but I intervened.
You intervened in someone's karma, Krishna? I do not understand. I thought you are an eternal witness and karma will flow as it needs to happen.
My students once posed the same question in Kodaikanal. I repeat what I said. I intervene in karmic flow only in the case of love, service and sadhana. Otherwise, I remain an eternal witness.
Margadarshak must have been greatly satisfied. His faith forced you to do such a miracle.
Manchi cheddulu kuda samammuga bhavinchu chundute bhakti naku. To treat both good and bad as one is bhakti to me. Chudu, what Margadarshak did.
Sairam, sir, I am coming from Swami's residence.
Oh, Sairam Parshuram, tell me.
Swami asked me to convey that he is very happy with you. He also gave me two vibhuti packets. One to be given in hospital for your daughter and one to you.
Oh, Swami, Sairam. But How did you know that I am at the institute?
Swami told me, sir. He said, Margadarshak pedda pichivadu. Vadu class lo munigipoyi naku pani pettadu. Chala santosham. Institute ki velli vibhuti ivvu. Margadarshak is a madman. He went to his class and gave me an assignment. Very happy. Go to institute and give him vibhuti.
Oh, how compassionate is Swami. Please convey to Swami that I'm ever grateful to him.
Yes, sir. I will tell him that you're grateful for saving your daughter's life.
No. Not for saving my daughter's life, but for thinking about me. I didn't have the slightest doubt that my daughter will be saved.
Your devotion amazes me, sir. I have just been to hospital. When I entered, it was all gloomy. Doctors told me that your daughter was in her last few seconds. But I chanted his name and applied vibhuti. In a few moments, things turned around. I thought it was the power of vibhuti. But as I hear you, I realize it's your faith that revived her.
Parshuram, it is just his infinite grace. And Vishwa, take this. It is for you.
For me, sir?
I do not need vibhuti to reassure me. Swami knows it well. The fact that he sent Parshuram to the institute tells it all.
But sir...
Take it, brother. Even I was sir's student like you. Trust his wisdom. There is no coincidence with Swami. Now I am able to realize why Swami sent me here. It is not that Swami needed me and a packet of vibhuti to revive sir's daughter. But he wanted me to learn what sincere faith in him can achieve. Maybe Swami wants you also to learn something deeper.
As days passed, Vishwa matured in his thinking. He began to see the wisdom of Margadarshak. From mere student and teacher, they grew to be mentee and mentor. Vishwa completed his MBA and started working with a creative agency. Slowly but steadily, he won everyone's admiration, especially from his boss, Kannan. He was eventually promoted to head a division and was sent to a foreign land to win an important contract.
Sir, thank you for this opportunity. It's our honor to meet you, the chairman of BSI Group, the largest conglomerate in Canada.
Hey, I'm glad that you came all the way from India to help us out. My team shortlisted two companies out of 18 contenders. The other team did a brilliant job. I look forward to your presentation too, but let me tell you, they're really tough to beat.
Sir, we will not let down your expectations.
You seem to be quite confident about your team, Kannan. I thought it would be good to get to know both of you in person before we start the presentation. We have a little time before we get down to business. I was thinking we could catch up over a few drinks. So, Vishwa, my guys told me that you don't drink and you don't smoke. I told them that you'll certainly oblige the chairman of the BSI conglomerate. So what will you gentlemen have? I can get it ordered for you.
Sir, I am honored by your invite. But I am afraid I can't oblige you.
You're going to let me down in front of my entire team, Mr. Vishwa. Think carefully before you speak.
Sir, you built one of the largest conglomerates in the world. You made many sacrifices for building such a lasting empire. I am in the process of building myself. This is one such sacrifice. I pray that you understand.
That's all right. Tell me about the competitor of yours. Their presentation was brilliant, but I have my own doubts about them. You know that gut feeling? I heard they cut corners, underpay their staff, and are very money-minded. They even spoke ill of you guys when I asked them about you. What do you think about them?
Sir, they are competent and they are highly focused. I agree that nobody is perfect. We have our own set of flaws. But let me assure you, all of us are working towards overcoming them.
Gentlemen, this meeting ends here. I do not wish to see your presentation.
Sir, I am sorry if Mr. Vishwa was impolite. Please give us another chance.
I gave both of you a chance. And Mr. Kannan, you shouldn't be sorry. You should be proud for having such a fine gentleman as a part of your team. I award you the contract and I want you to start working for me right away. Congratulations.
What? But sir, what are you saying? You did not even see a single slide of ours.
You have the required technical skills. That's why my team allowed you to be here. As a chairman, my job is to judge beyond that.
But sir, you just spent a few minutes with us.
Do you think I was here to socialize with you? I was testing you all this while. It was all intentional. You valued your principles more than the social obligations. I know you'll honor our commitments. You trusted my wisdom and you are humble and mature. You could have ridiculed your competitors. Unlike them, you refrained from doing so. I know you will not compromise on our interests. We are in safe hands. So, have I examined you well, Mr. Vishwa?
I have no words, sir. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Now tell me, what should I do to those fellows who ridiculed you?
Forgive them, sir.
Forgive them?
Yes, sir. I was taught that forgiveness is far more powerful than punishment.
Your character never ceases to impress me. Good luck, gentlemen.
End of education is indeed character. I see it, Krishna.
On 14th of June 1996, in the university auditorium, in response to the innocent prayer of a student, I promised. This world has heard of one Sri Ramachandra with sterling character. But under my care, I will produce many students with sterling character. The life of every student passing out of my university will reflect Satyam Vada Dharmam Chara Idi Tappaka Jarigi Tirutundi. This will definitely happen. I repeated it 3 times.
How fortunate are your students? I do not know which Janma Punyam.
Uddhava, not Janma. It is Janmala. Not a single birth, but many births together.
So true, my lord. What fortune it is to be a teacher of such fortunate ones.
Margadarshi once resigned his job, saying he wants to meditate. I reprimanded him severely. I told him, each of my students is a Maharishi Tattva and through them I will change the world. What greater sadhana will you undertake than to serve me through them? Remember this, even a penance for 1,000 lifetimes cannot grant you what this opportunity can bless you with.
Krishna, please forgive me. I agree that your students and teachers are lucky and blessed. But I really do not see how you intend to change the world through them.
Your eyes cannot behold the vision that my eyes can see, Arjuna. I see the design so well. Do not doubt my words. From my word came the entire universe. This too will happen in its own time. Be patient till then.
Lord, you withdrew your physical frame. How do you intend to inspire your students to realize this vision?
I have my teachers, Uddhava. I poured myself into each one of them. I groomed them personally. I expect them to fill the void of my physical absence to my students.
That's not an easy task, Krishna.
Arjuna, but it is not impossible. Let me show you what happened to Vishwa after his Canadian episode.
Wow, what a speech, brother. This was one of the best I have ever heard.
Brother, how do you give such wonderful talks? I'm struggling to give even a single speech.
Years ago, I asked a similar question to my senior. Remember, you are not the speaker. Your job is to ensure that your ego doesn't obstruct his flow through you. Be hollow, brother, and surrender. You will witness miracles.
Senior brothers like you should keep coming and talking to us about Swami regularly.
Sure, brothers. It was a great feeling talking to you all. Now, any idea where's Margadarshi, sir?
Margadarshi, sir? There is no one with that name.
I mean MD, sir.
Oh, Sairam Vishwa.
Sairam, sir. I was just inquiring about you.
Oh, I must say that was a wonderful speech.
It was all Swami's grace, sir.
Sairam, sir. Sorry for the interruption.
Sairam Deepak. Vishwa, this is Deepak, your junior. He has joined the institute as a teacher just this year.
Hey, Sairam Deepu, how is the teaching experience going?
It's a great experience, brother. But
what is bothering you, Deepak?
Boys are complaining that I am giving them too many assignments. And my relationship with them is deteriorating day by day.
Deepak, you're here to build your relationship with Swami and not with the students. Swami is the master sculptor and we are but the hammers delivering the pain.
That is a beautiful perspective, sir. Thank you so much. Please continue your conversation. I need to run for the class.
This is the beauty of this place. Sai's legacy flows from generation to generation.
I agree, sir. That is beautiful. The message remains the same. But
what?
He is not around.
He is very much around, Vishwa. His form may not be.
Don't you miss his form, sir?
Yes, I do. But does he allow us to miss his message? Do you recall, Vishwa? Even then, he used sometimes the principal or Parshuram or Hemant or sometimes you or sometimes me to convey what he desired. He continues to do that even today. Remember, Vishwa, he would often repeat with us, Sahasra Shirishaha Purushaha Sahasraksha Sahasrapat. He was telling us that all forms are his and he can choose any form to convey his message. In fact, in his inevitable way, today he is conveying to us his ultimate message, that his physical absence speaks so eloquently of his omnipresence.
Even I want to listen to it, sir.
Just close your eyes. Imagine him walking towards you, the air playing with his hair, his mischievous eyes searching for you, his smile acknowledging your presence, he clutching your hand, and he calling you.
Tunna pota.
Swami?
Swami? Swami?
Amy, sir. How are you?
Swami, by your grace, everything is fine.
Swami, I love you. I love you, Swami.
I love you too, my child.
Swami, I really miss you. Life is empty without you. With you around, every moment flowed like a ceaseless river. Bereft of you, each moment is like a rock, sinking me into the bottomless depths of this ocean of life.
My dear child, do not be scared of this gift of life. When you are drowning into the samsara sagara, I will be the matsya to carry you across the turbulent waves. When your heart is burdened in the face of dilemmas and problems, just like the kurma, let it rest on me. For I will churn the oceans to lead you to light, to amrutam. If I can carry the whole earth merely on my tusks as Varaha, will I ever forsake you?
Just call me once with all your heart and I will break out of pillars.
Like Narsimha for Prahlada. Like King Bali, offer yourself at my feet. And in that single step, I'll fill your entire world. Like Parashurama, I will cleanse you of all your evils. Offer a devotion to me like the Vanaras. And like Sri Rama, I will make you move mountains. Like Krishna, let me be the charioteer of your life. And no battle will be big enough.
Swami, you verily are the culmination of all the avatars descended to grant us yoga kshema. But who will tell this beautiful message to this entire world?
You, Margadarshi, and you, my student, my property, you will tell them. Do you remember the letter I had written to my students on 31st January 1976? Here, read it out.
Yes, Swami. Dear children, receive my blessings though I have left you and moved away physically. To those who have recognized and realized the truth of my being, I am always in them, with them and around them in the form of my love. Their experience itself is the proof. You should become the Naivedya, the offering itself to Swami. You should become one with Swami. You should stand by Swami as his companion, like his shadow. I am in need of such a person. They are the very embodiments of my love. They are I, and I am they.
Bangaru, this form came to teach you what love is. This form went away so that you can become what love can be.
Nive ma sarvam, Swami. Nive ma sarvam.
Yes, yes, that song. Beautiful song. Do you remember it?
Yes, Swami. Kanula mundara kadaliyade karana roopamu neevu.
Margadarshi, tell me the meaning.
You are the walking embodiment of compassion.
Kadu, kadu. I am the compassion dwelling in every heart. Next line.
Pilachi nantane palukarinche prema bhavamu neevu.
You are the love responding to our every call.
But not only through this form, through every form. Every form is mine. I am in every one.
Nive ma sarvam. Nive ma pranam.
Mire na sarvam. Mire na pranam. Mire na pranam. Mire na pranam.
Kanula mundara kadaliyade karuna roopamu neevu. Pilachinantane palukarinche prema bhavamu. Vedaku Brahmaramuni
विनाशक गणनाथ विघ्न विनाशक गणनाथ
स्वरूपं साई बाबा सर्वनाम स्वरूपं साई बाबा सर्वहृदय विराजं साई बाबा
Sarvanama Swarupam Sai Baba.
सुख शांति नहीं, साई भजन बिना सुख शांति नहीं, हरे राम बिना आनंद नहीं, हरि नाम बिना आनंद नहीं, प्रेम भक्ति बिना उद्धार नहीं, प्रेम भक्ति बिना उद्धार नहीं, भजन बिना सुख शांति नहीं, जप ध्यान बिना संयोग नहीं, जप ध्यान बिना संयोग नहीं, बिना प्रज्ञान नहीं, प्रभु दर्श बिना प्रज्ञान
सुख शांति नहीं, हरि नाम बिना आनंद नहीं, प्रेम भक्ति बिना उद्धार नहीं, गुरु सेवा बिना निर्वाण भजन बिना सुख शांति नहीं, जप ध्यान बिना संयोग नहीं, प्रभु दर्श बिना प्रज्ञान नहीं, भगवान बिना कोई अपना नहीं, साईनाथ बिना परमात्मा नहीं, साईनाथ बिना परमात्मा नहीं, भजन बिना सुख शांति नहीं,
साई सुंदरा सुंदरा
Yatra.
शांति समस्त लोका सुखिनो भवन्तु समस्त लोका सुखिनो भवन्तु समस्त लोका सुखिनो
Om Sri Sai Ram. With the divine blessings of our beloved Lord, we have a pleasant announcement to make this auspicious evening regarding Sri Satya Sai Nitya Anna Prasada Seva. As per the directions of our beloved Bhagwan, Sri Satya Sai Central Trust is working out the modalities for starting in Prashanthi Nilayam the Sri Satya Sai Nitya Anna Prasada Seva, which means that all the devotees coming to Prashanthi Nilayam for Bhagwan's darshan will be served free wholesome lunch. In the South Indian canteen, the commencement date will be made known shortly. We pray to Bhagwan to bless us all with all the strength to offer this service. Jai Sai Ram. Oka prakatana. Bhagwan Baba Vari Abhiksham Meraku. Sri Satya Sai Central Trust Varu. Sri Satya Sai Nitya Anna Prasada Seva. త్వరలో ప్రారంభించవలని సంకల్పించిరి. తద్వారా ప్రశాంతి నిలయమునకు స్వామి దర్శనార్థమై వచ్చు భక్తులు అందరికీ స్వామి ప్రసాదం మధ్యాహ్నం మన సౌత్ ఇండియన్ క్యాంటీన్లో ఉచితంగా అందించబడును. ఈ నిత్య అన్నప్రసాద సేవ మొదలుపెట్టు తారీఖు త్వరలో తెలియపరుస్తాము. ఈ సేవ అందించుటకు మన స్వామిని మన అందరికీ తగిన శక్తి ప్రసాదించగలరని ప్రార్థించుచున్నాము. జై సాయిరాం.